Kia ora, this is your Wātea English News. Labour MP Willie Jackson has welcomed broad cross-party support for treaty settlements. Legislation to implement the Taranaki Maunga settlement, including giving the mountain a legal personality and a co-governance management structure, had its first reading this week. Mr Jackson says he was surprised at the ACT Party's wholehearted support for the bill, given the way it has been pushing the coalition to dump Māori initiatives.
Quite ironic, given their anti-Māori strategy so far. You know, that you look at what's happening in Fast Track, Māori Health Authority, all those sort of areas, Te Reo Māori, but at least in one area they're holding fast in terms of treaty settlements. So that's a relief for us anyway.
Willie Jackson. Māori Development Minister Tama Pōtaka says poverty is disproportionately hitting Māori. Of the almost 400,000 New Zealanders getting a main benefit, 40% are Māori. The government has set a target of reducing the number of people on a job seeker benefit by 50,000. Mr Pōtaka says Social Development and Employment Minister Louise Upston has made it clear her focus is to look after people in genuine need.
But those that have the ability to be in employment, educational training, we're absolutely committed to supporting them to get to a space where they are in education, employment and training, and also looking to get some work that will require a little bit more of a check-in, especially with job seekers, check-in with officials and our government agencies.
Tama Pōtaka says ministers will be trying to introduce social investment ideas which align with whānau ora. A freelance Māori journalist says the continuing decline in trust in traditional news services and a drift towards online informational sources could benefit Māori content producers. AUT's fifth annual Trust in News in Aotearoa New Zealand report found a 9% drop in trust in news in 2023, and that Facebook, now second only to TVNZ, as the country's most important source of news. Māori communications specialist and owner of Morewide Design, Ripeka Tumitumu, says the rise of social media has impacted trust in news globally. But the growth of regional news hubs, such as Te Waipounamu's Tahu News, Taranaki's Te Reo o Te Uru, and the Waikato Bay of Plenty's Aukaha News, shows local news by locals can still resonate with whānau.
And then we also have Te Kukupa, which is up north, one of the newly established news hubs. So we're trying to maintain and grow that regional voice to make sure that we're actually keeping in touch with our audiences and our whānau.
And that is your Wātea English News for this hour. Toodle!